The name of the Lord be praised. With the help of the Lord and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, if you'll turn with me to chapter 3 of Exodus. Exodus chapter 3. We all know the story of Moses. We all know the plan that God had for him, just as he has a plan for each of us. Moses was in Egypt, and when Pharaoh had gotten word that there was going to be a deliverer of the Hebrews, he put a decree out to have all the men child killed. Because the Hebrews had grown so large after the death of Joseph, we all know his story. They were not slaves then. They lived in peace with the Egyptians. But because they began to grow and grow, the new Pharaoh began to be afraid. He put them into slavery. He made them do his building, his temples, his gods, out of fear. But God had other plans. Plans that Egypt, Pharaoh, any leader in the world could not change. God's plans written in stone. His plans for me and you are written in stone. When he makes a plan, one way or another, we're going to follow that plan. We may not like his way of doing it, but we're going to follow it. Eventually we come around. So Moses was put in a basket, sent down the river by his mother because she was afraid he would be killed. But like I said, God had other plans. And who but Pharaoh's daughter picks him up? So where did he live? In the palace of the king. In Pharaoh's house, raised by Pharaoh's daughter. And he learned many things. Because his nurse was a Hebrew, and she took care of him. And I'm sure she must have taught him many things. But he still was an Egyptian, and he still had gods before him. But God had other plans. So Moses, seeing an Egyptian kill or try to kill a Hebrew, beating him, that he stepped in and he ended up killing the Egyptian. So he had to flee from Egypt. And he went out into the desert. Well, God took care of him, led him into where the Midianites were. He married there, he had children there, he was a shepherd there. We all know the story. But while he was there, he learned many things. Because the Midianites had many learnings from God. As we read in the third chapter now, we find Moses. We'll begin with the first verse. Now Moses kept the flocks of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flocks to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. And he said, Draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place where you standeth is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. This was the beginning of God's plan for Moses. He was going to send Moses back to Israel, or back to Egypt. And Moses said in the 13th verse, Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, What is his name? And what shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus saith thou, say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent thee unto you. I am that I am. He's the beginning and the end, the first and the last, Alpha and Omega. Our God rules. And Moses heard his voice. So now Moses was going to go back to Egypt. This is 40 years later. 40 years God worked on him. 40 years to prepare him for the job he had to do. So now he was going to go back. You and I, God prepares for jobs we have to do. God has a big toolbox. And each of us are one of his tools. When he opens up the toolbox, he knows the tool he's going to need. And he reaches into the toolbox, and maybe you're the hammer, maybe you're the nail. You might be the screwdriver or the saw. But he's the carpenter and he knows how to use them. And he begins to build. And he puts things together. And when he puts them together, how are they done? They're done perfectly. God began work in us, and he continues that work. And if he needs to use you as a hammer, that's what you'll be. And if you're the nail, that's what you'll be. But he works in each of our lives in a different way. Each one of us is a different tool. And we have to cooperate according to what God wants us to do. He wants you to talk to someone. Talk to that one. He'll keep after you. Yes, he will. Until it's time that you will go. And now Moses was prepared. And he went back. And when he went back, he talked to Pharaoh. But you know what? He thought, Lord, I'm not a good speaker. I don't know. What am I going to say? If God wants to use you, he's going to use you. But God had mercy on him. He says, I'll send your brother Aaron with you. Okay, Aaron went with him. But Aaron wasn't the one that God chose. Moses was. And sometimes Aaron was a stumbling block. But Moses had to learn this the hard way. Eventually, Pharaoh couldn't handle it anymore. With the plagues that God sent, with the destruction, and finally by his own mouth, the Egyptian firstborns died. He couldn't take it anymore and he sent them out. He sent them out. They were free to go. Take what you want, just get out of my sight. God can do this to people. He can make him so miserable that they can't take it anymore. Now he moves out with all these people, right? Okay. Exodus, 14th chapter. The 13th verse. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. After Pharaoh had thought about it, and after they were gone, he says, hey, what did I do? Who's going to do all the building here? Who's going to do all this stuff for me? He sent his chariots. He sent his men out to kill the Hebrews. And they went to the Red Sea, and he thought he had them. He thought, this is it. I got them. But what did God do? 14th verse, the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. The Lord shall fight for you. Just stay planted where he puts you. He'll do the fighting. He doesn't turn his back. He never turned his back on any of us. And he didn't turn his back to stay. He told them to hold their peace. And the Lord said unto Moses in the 15th verse, "Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward." Where are we going to go? That's water there. How are we going to swim across? Come on. You think I'd lead you here and not do the rest? Moses put out his staff. Let's read it here. 16th verse. "But lift thou up thy rod, and stretch out thine hand over the sea, and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea." Could you imagine this spectacle? The waters parted. The ground was dry. But who are we talking about here? We're talking about God. We're talking about someone who can do anything and everything. He says, "Would I take you out this far and then just leave you here? No. I'll take you across on dry land." If you've ever seen it rain, and after it rains, it's muddy and there's puddles and everything. This was an ocean. He parted it and it was dry. It was dry. And the people went across. But in the 17th verse, he says, "And I behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they will follow them, and I will get me honor upon Pharaoh and upon all his hosts, upon his chariots and upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them. And the pillars of the clouds went." See, God had set up pillars. I had forgot to mention this. He put pillars to stop the chariots while the people were able to get into the sea and go to the other side. Pillars of fire, they couldn't pass. And the ocean opens. If I was Pharaoh, I'd have been going back to Egypt. Wouldn't you? He puts pillars of fire here. He opens up the sea for him. Hey, chariots ain't going to stop him. And they didn't. They followed. But they didn't get anywhere. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind. 21st verse. All that night made the sea dry, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon dry ground. And the waters were all a wall. And the Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, chariots, and horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning the Lord looked upon unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of Egypt. Okay, they followed him into the sea. And after they got in there, in the 28th verse, it says, the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the hosts of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them. He destroyed their enemies. We see the Middle East, how troubled it is right now. Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, now Libya. But believe me, this is all part of God's plan. Hard to imagine that these things could happen, but it's all part of God's plan. The Israelites have been troubled, have been beaten, have been killed, have been thrown out. But God has always been with them. Sometimes they were so, I don't even know the word to use. They always wanted more when God gave them things. Do we want to be like this? God, whatever God gives you, he feels that's enough for you. If you see someone with more, God bless him. That's his will. But don't trouble yourself. He'll take care of you. He always has, he always will. Loves you. Why? You ask yourself, why? What did we ever do? But he loves us regardless. He won't turn his back on us. He didn't turn his back here. Let us be the tools that God wants to use us for, because the work is not done. The work still goes on, for God wants none to perish. There's a lot of people still out there that need him. Let us be the tools that God wants us to be. Let us work. Let us put those extra nails and build the unity that we need. I thank God for the unity of this church. I thank God that we are his family. But there's so many more that need him. Extend yourself, extend yourself. I know you're not all missionaries, you're not all preachers, you're not all teachers. But God wants us to be reachers. Just reach out to help someone. That's all he wants. He doesn't want anyone to perish. He loves us so very, very much. Let us continue to stay within the will of God, that he may say to us someday, enter into the glory of the Lord. He loves you, dear ones. He loves you so much. The name of God be praised.